personality of Godhead, but he is covert, not showing, asserting that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is a sloka about that, you see. Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the Navajugendra, each of them had got 100 sons, and among them was Navajugendra. And Bharat, eldest son, and his life, how he gave up his family, attachment, like the fuse of our body, beautiful wife, princess, wealth, opulence, for realizing, for self-realization. Here is God is not only realizing ourselves, more than that, he is teaching us love of Godhead. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he appeared, we are fortunate here, and he appeared in Navadvip, Mayapur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Mayapur Samadham Tribhuvananaya. In the creation, material creation, Lord comes. Why? He is saying, Paritranaya Sadhuna, to deliver the saintly person, sadhus. Sadhu means Madchitta Madgata Prana Bodhyanta Parasparam, who always Kirtan, Kirtaniya Sadhav, always glorifying chanting the glories of Lord's divine name, form, beauty, pastime. Chanting and hearing, Savanam, Kirtanam. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you have got love really for God, then it will be Nacho Gao Bhakta Sanghe. With associated with devotees, with associated with devotees. Chant, dance, and do sankirtan. So, if I see what Bhagavatam is saying, those who are intelligent, not speculator, gyani, not yogi, looking for how to get, aspiring for mystic power, that is fool. In India, you can say so many transcendentalists. Either Kurmi or Gyani. Kurmi means fruity worker. Day and night working hard, how to enjoy the fruit of his work, labor. They cannot know God. Who can know God? Krishna is saying, Bhakta Maam Abhijanati. And what is Bhakti? Na Sadupadhi Vinir Muktam. Tatparatena nirmanam, rishikena rishikesa sevanam. Sarvapadi, one should give up all material designation. I am brahmachari, I am sannyasi, I am grihastha. Any false, in other words, bodily designation. I am man, woman, Indian, Chinese, American. These are all bodily designation. This relates to this body made of earth, water, fire, air, subtle. But subtler than that, our body is subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego. Subtler than that, there is soul. And that is so subtle that nobody can measure it. Mahalasya Sada. You take a hair, you divide it 10,000 parts, that is one part can be. So, that is the living force, Chaitanya. Living force means that is Chaitanya. From which? Consciousness coming. That is the symptom of the soul. That is the first lesson we should learn from Bhagavad Gita, as Krishna is telling to Arjuna. Then about more confidential, about Paramatma. He is within the heart of everybody, he is within every atom. Inside everything, outside everything. Paramatma. But devotee can realize God, other can go through the stairs. Devotee enter, Krishna Bhakta, Krishna Je Bhajese Varu Chatur. He is Sumedhasa. Sumedhasa, most intelligent, wise. So what is wise, what he does, how he worship Lord? Pravi Sankirtane Jaggai. With all the other devotees, glorify Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime. Especially Kali Yuga, everything should be done with kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. In this age, top exponent of Vedic culture, a pure devotee delivering whole world representative of Lord, fulfilling the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He is teaching us how to cry for Krishna, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, cry for Krishna Chaitanya. God is coming to teach us. When Krishna Himself saying, God, Supreme Personality, God, Supreme Controller, rascal, you surrender. People think, why I will surrender? Only to Krishna. Who is this guy? Then what can be done? If he is Supreme Personality, Godhead, you don't listen to, you don't want to surrender, what can he do? He's saying, Manmana Bhava, always think of Krishna. And render service to him. But you don't do, you don't surrender. That is the point. Bhakti means surrender. If you don't surrender, you cannot know God. Because Krishna never say, by karma, by jnana, by yoga, you can know him. Only bhakta, hum ekvaya, only by bhakti one can understand Krishna. Prema anjana churita. Bhakti means loving devotional service. Loving devotion. Without love, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama. There must be love. Love means they sometimes quarrel, but still they have got attachment. They forget. Even in the material world, a man requires a woman, they feel without them, a woman requires a man. And sometimes they fight. He should not interfere because they have an intimate relation. Then both of them will get angry with you. You are the cause. Of course, this is a gross example. Better, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, just a man or a woman, there, the husband, wife, but the woman, he has got previous, he's a boyfriend. And so, he always thinking, when I will meet him, so that his husband doesn't know. He does his, she does her domestic duties so nicely, but always thinking of his parma. Always thinking, because this sort of attachment is very, very strong. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this thing. If you want to have bhakti, we should think like that. Of Krishna. You think like that. You have forgotten Krishna. Krishna Bhuliyaji Bhagavan Chakare. Instead of you are thinking of Krishna all the time, you are thinking of how to become like Krishna. I also want to become Krishna. Why will I accept his order? Who is this guy? Maybe a little better. So Krishna himself then came. He said, oh, I have to give them some lesson. This way is not working. I am directly telling it's not working. You don't listen. Rascal, you surrender. I am the controller. This is the religion. No. Because he thinks, I will speculate, find out what is absolute truth. I'll work hard and enjoy. That is why he is saying, Channa Kalu. In the Kali Yuga he came as a cowherd, came as a bhakta, teaching us how to perform bhakti, render loving service to Krishna. And who can teach? You have to know who can teach. He is a top devotee. Who is a top devotee? Krishna is saying. Who is the devotion personified? Aradhana. Devotion is called Aradhana. Rendering devotional service. So who is the embodiment of devotional service? He is called Radha. So with the mood of Radharani, Krishna again came as a bhakta. Sadhu Guru Rupe, as a Vaishnava, as a guru, I will teach. Prabhupada said, one who is a devotee, real devotee, he can teach others, he can become guru. Who is a devotee? See, who is a devotee? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trinado pisuni chena taruriva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he is a little boy, he will take others. He is taking, picking up flowers in the Ganges together to do puja, he will carry. You know. He is doing dandavat here, there, very ready. What are you doing? Now what the people are saying, you are Jagannath Mishra's son. Jagannath is an exalted Brahmin. Don't do this, don't do this. No, it's okay. He is teaching us. He appeared in a day where everybody, the moment he is appearing, everybody before and after chanting. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Sometimes Krishna means Ananda, embodiment of Ananda. But are we getting Ananda? I see if we ask somebody is hesitant. At least honest. Why? He is not getting Ananda. Why? Because doing aparadha. To chant Hare Krishna, Krishna himself is in his name there. The name itself is Krishna. The Kali Yuga, he came in the form of name, Sabda Brahma. And we actually become more and more blissful. Of course, we for some time become blissful, then again. Low tide, high tide, low tide. Waxing, one. Sometime utsaha. No utsaha, no enthusiasm. Why? They are doing aparad, namaparad, there are 10 namaparad. One of them, everybody is doing all of us. Hare Krishna chanting, mind somewhere else, looking at Hare Krishna. How is relish? You have got a disease. You have got a yellow jaundice. And only medicine is rock candy. Give a healthy person rock candy. Oh, very sweet. So one is really a devotee. He likes Harikatha. He likes Harinam. But he is not getting taste. Why? He is disease. He is trying to enjoy. He is Prakriti. He thinks, I am Purusha. I want to enjoy. Who doesn't like to enjoy? Please tell. Raise hand. Who doesn't? Everybody wants to enjoy. Yes? Tell it, ha, yeah. Yeah! But you have to be enjoyed. You are Prakriti. But you want to become Purusha. How it will work? The servant want to become master, no? You serve, then one day maybe, if he allows you. That requires parampara, that requires guru. And who is guru? Who is a pure devotee? And who is a pure devotee? Pure devotional service mentioned. Sarva padhi vinin muktam. Give up all false ego. We can ask ourselves, have you given up false ego? No. Tatparatyana and surrender. Give whole life. Pranay atthi dhya vacha. Sacrifice your whole life, Krishna. Give everything. Manasa dehagya.
body, mind, what? There is Jagannath Mishra, there is our mother Sachi, the great devotee. So Lord appears as the sun. Why not appearing? Our so many, in this material world, so many people are grihastha there. Why the Lord is not coming? You have to qualify, it requires qualification. Without quality, Kali Yuga, everybody is mala, tilak, chanting Hare Krishna. Of course, better than outsider, but it requires qualification. And qualification what? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Trinadupi Sunichena. In the street, so many straw lying, and everybody is trampling. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Trinadupi, even more than that, one should think himself, I am fallen. I am the most fallen. Toru Rivo Sahishnuna. And the tree, scorching sun, rays, severe cold, snowing. Sometimes some country I heard, minus 48 degrees, Siberia. You have to tolerate. Somebody is coming and he is to a tree, they may be burning. They cut it down, make newspaper. Every day, 80 pages newspaper. Huh? And don't like to remind me, tissue paper. Can you think of how much? So many trees have to cut down. And he has to try. But he may say, look, I am giving you shelter when it's scorching rays under my tree. I am giving you leaf. I am giving you, you know, flower, fragrant flower. I am giving you fruit. He is saying that. But he doesn't say. He tolerates, give everything. Ama Nina doesn't expect respect from anybody, but give all respect to others. This is the qualification to become a devotee. Tina dhupi suni chena toru rivasa. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's version. Then you can understand God. Yes, He is in His name. And you give up all the upper heart. Of course, whatever you are doing, honestly, Krishna will never forget, will consider. But compared to outsider, we are saying, because in a school you can go, primary school. You have to go to, if you want to advance, go to secondary school. You have to advance, higher secondary, advance. College, advanced, university, yeah, there is only few. This is called pure devotee. And one or two of them, he is first class first. Because this is called pure devotee. Of course, there is angle of vision there. It's a relative world. So there are different degree of purity. Now, say we go back sometime in the history of many things, we will find so many come, but you see, as they go, not many you see, old faces. What does it mean? Everybody must go through test. We may become brahmachari. Are you really brahmachari? This Kali Yuga is very difficult. Very, very difficult. Sannyasi is forbidden. Should ask, what is the ideal sannyasi supposed to be? But we are not supposed to be sannyasi, it is not the qualification. Qualification is pure devotee. That anybody can, grihastha, man, woman, shudra. But the important point is qualification. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. Whole Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, so many things say. Again, in a condensed form, Chaitanya is given only in 8 sloka. Who can get ananda? He is saying that. Who can get ananda? Yeah, hog, dog, they are also getting ananda. They are having swine flu. Maybe a swine flu. Very contagious. Anybody not chanting, dancing, all this, they are more or less like swine, hog, dog. That is the Lord said that, thinking I am this body and enjoy. How will you understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is too kind. Even hawk, dog, white, tiger, deers, make them chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by His mercy, whole world is coming to Mahaprabhu. By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure representative, Prabhupada, and their followers, those are following Prabhupada. This is our Krishna Das Kaviraj is teaching us. What is teaching? Narottam Das Thakur. Rupa Raghunath Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Hama Bujabase Jugala Pirati. And Kali Yuga people are there, Jugal Priti. This is Jugal Priti, young boys and girls. But this is on bodily level. And another is not bodily level. Beyond body is a subtle body. Beyond subtle body is a spirit soul. On the soul level, this is the dharma. This is the occupational duty of the soul. And soul food we are not giving. What is soul food? ISKCON is giving. Devotees are giving. You should chant Hare Krishna and listen. You should listen Srimad Bhagavatam, listen Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And read and hear these our great devotees. That you have called Rupa Nuga. He came to teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, giving love of God, what Krishna even didn't give. Krishna wanted first to surrender, you want to know me. You officially go to Sri Parsa, officially, hey, take this card, my name is this, 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 best, come to the office. If you want to know his private life, he won't tell, will he tell? That is the intimate thing. His wife, his children, his house, there he is not allowed. You show the card? No. Go sit in the office. That's all. So Krishna told like that, first surrender, without submission, without surrender, you cannot go into intimate pastime with Krishna. First become free from disease, come to the spiritual platform. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kaṃkṣati samasarvesu bhūtesu madbhakti lavate. This is the bhakti platform. Lavate param, parabhakti starts from there, real bhakti, spontaneous. Love action. We have your spontaneous something. What is coming in our mind? Krishna? That is spontaneous. This is honest. Say no. This is honest. Telling the truth. That means you have to pay the price. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate. That is why. Amito, Tumito Thakur, you are my Lord. Lord is presented it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parshad. Gauranger Sanghi Gane. Nitya Siddha Kari Mane. One who accepts Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, they are Nitya Siddha, they are eternally liberated. Sajaya Brajanda Sutapad. He can go back to Godhead. He can go back. So Prabhupada make this school to discuss all these things. And we are discussing how he can go back to Godhead. Very simple. Those who are Krishna's pure devotee, our previous acharya, we should follow their instruction. Strictly, purity is the force. This is world headquarters. So Prabhupada expects we become ideal brahmachari, ideal sannyasi, ideal devotee. Ideal gyastha, ultimately ideal a pure devotee. Not? And they are, how we know the qualification given? Everything is in my book, Prabhupada is saying. Everything is in my book. I simply asked you to chant Hare Krishna. You require 5 feet, you require 6 feet, 7 feet. Little place to sleep, you require some clothing, you require some food, just to maintain the body, be happy with this. Now you chant Hare Krishna and try to bring others to Krishna consciousness. Since Prabhupada, what he says, his sincere devotee is falling and Prabhupada is gone, still it is expanding, expanding, and this will go coming 10,000 years. And we are the most fortunate soul, we are coming in ISKCON. It is only ISKCON one can come and go back to Godhead. So nobody should leave ISKCON. Nobody should jump from like a frog from one island to another. Then you miss the train, miss the ship. They're going back to Godhead. You cannot swim across the ocean of material existence. Nobody can. Srimatra can cross over the channel, English channel, for few other chance. Not the ocean. Not the ocean. But if you get faith, Tadir Charana Sabi Bhakta Sanibhar, you have faith in the word of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Chandir Katha Karaha Vichar, Vichar Koile Chitte Pabe Chamatkar. If you Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, you follow the way His pure devotee said, we find our life become joyful. So are we become joyful? Yes!
Yes.
Not everybody. That means yet to qualify ourselves. At least honest, good. Honest. Honest. Prabhupada said all these things. If we want to teach the whole world, want to be a teacher, we must be first of all become good student. How? That is our Gurukul there, Prabhupada made Gurukul. They are the future of ISKCON sitting there. Prabhupada said, these are the future of ISKCON. Gurukul Yatra Ki! Prabhupada said, they are, Gurukul is the future. They will become ideal devotees. When become ideal, I just repeat what Prabhupada said. I don't care whether somebody like or dislike. Truth has to be told. Truth has to be told for the sake of truth. Otherwise, externally maybe, but you are cheating yourself and you cannot cheat others. At least cheat Krishna. No. Truth has to be told, whether unpleasant or pleasant. Sometimes unpleasant is ultimately good. Later on it becomes pleasant. Everybody is running after prayer. What is preaching, what is pleasing to his eyes, to his tongue, to his ear, to his hand, touch, all these things. But it could be very, very detrimental to devotional service. Beginning pleasant, later on bitterest. Whereas spiritual life means in the beginning may be bitter, gradually bitterness becomes less. Normal, then sweetest, then madhu, ultimately arrive to madhu. Madhu is Krishna, the honey. But we don't have now taste in the honey. Why? Because you are diseased. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu make it easier. Come here, I give you madhu in a different way. Chant dance, after that, do day and night seva, and after that prasadam is ready. Everybody like prasad? Yes? Many came simply tasting Krishna in the form of prasad. Prasad means Krishna's mercy. Without mercy of Krishna, nobody can come to Krishna consciousness. Mercy of Krishna or his pure devotee. Here is Prabhupada, Krishna's pure devotee, and he follow Prabhupada. Prabhupada follow his guru followed his like that. Up to Rupa Goswami, beyond that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Feeling separation from the Lord. Render devotional service in feeling separation. Vipralambo seva, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nidra, ahara bhujita, we come to a point, we forget bodily consumption, bodily demand, in the form of bodily demand. Become less and less. But artificially though, at once leave the movement and gone. Premature state, want to get love of God and end up with Babaji. This ISKCON is not meant for Babaji. No Babaji here. Everybody has to serve in any form. And Prabhupada showed how to do that. Chant, dance, take prasad, distribute book, discuss Krishna Katha, as previous Acharya said. Why don't accept? So many guys. No, I won't accept. This is there. He's saying, Ittam tujyak rishi deva rishabhutaroi lokan vibhayasi hamsi jagat pratipan dharma mahapurusa pasi juganu mittam channa kalaujat abhavat trijuga tha sattam. He said trijuga sattam. In every millennium Lord appears. Sometimes Ram, sometimes Nisimha, sometimes Vamana coming. Sometimes as a human being, sometimes as a demigod, sometimes as a rishi, sometimes as maybe living entity in the water, Meena, sometimes as animal, tirja, he's saying. But all yuga, they come to deliver the pious devotee and save the, deliver them and kill the demoniac qualities, the demons, and thus establish religion. But Kali Yuga, he said, Channa Kalo is divine. That is why he is called Trijuga. The Kali Yuga, he comes as Channa Kovar, he comes as a devotee. Devotee Hari Das, Pravi Samkitana Yajagvai. He said, Krishna Varnam, he comes as a devotee. Devotees, what is the devotee's symptom? Krishna is saying, Machitta Madgatapana, Satam Kirtanta, Mam. Excuse me. In Navadvip, as a son of Sachi, he comes in the Navadvip Dham. And his symptom is always chanting the holy name of Krishna, Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime. He is glorified. Who is that? This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But still some guy won't accept. Why can't you see God? See you tasting water. He's saying, Krishna is saying. Krishna is saying, Raso aham apsukunteya, O son of Kunti. You find the taste of water is me. Pravasi, Pravasi smi, Sashi Surjayo, the moonlight, sunlight is me. At least you can learn, this much you can learn. This is the tattva. Tattva is saying, Chaitanya Krishna Paratattam, absolute truth is, Parangiha Jat Advaitam, Jat Advaitam Brahma Upasanishadi. In Vedanta Sutra, he said, what is absolute truth? And this version is saying, Vadanti Tattva Tattva Vidas, those who have realize the absolute truth. They have realized in three features according to their qualification. In speculating, see, he can understand impersonal Brahman everywhere, within everything, outside of everything. Brahmeti, that Paramatmeti. Now, after that, in the form of Paramatma, Yogi, Jnani, Brahma Jyoti, realize. But devotee, Bhagavani ti sabdate. It is only the devotee can understand God as a person. Then when you know God as a person, comparing as a sun, sun God. You know sun God, not necessary to know sun planet, automatically know. Automatically know from the light coming. And who knows simply the sunlight, he knows only the one feature, not complete. Then you know the sun globe, again another creature maybe. But you know the sun God, the person, he knows all the three features, that is devotee. But one has to know tattata. Evam jagati tattata. So he has got birth, he has got appearance, he has got disappearance. Janma karma chame divam, Krishna is saying. His appearance. Vishnu, Jagannath Mishra, he felt one day in a dream, saw light, jyoti, light. Jyoti appearing, the divine jyoti entering within his mind, from mind to his heart, then go to his heart. From there, it entered the heart of Mother Sachi. So, he explained that. Then later on, Mother Sachi's father, Janaki Mishra, Nilambar Chakravarti, he Jyotish, he astrologer, top astrologer, seeing the birth of Himai, is not like common human being, man, woman's union, physical, not like that. See, he appeared. First of all, he has got 8-9 girls, they all died. And later on, he had got this. First of all, before Lord comes, heart has to be cleaned. That is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explained. Before Lord comes, he has to have, you cannot let Lord, some king comes, sit anywhere, sit down here. No, no, that is proper place to sit. Just suitable for him. That is Ananta says. So before that, Sankarsan. So Sankarsan, not different from Sankarsan, is Vishwarup appeared first born. And Vishwarup gone. He was studying the Advaita Acharya, well versed in all scripture. He came to know his father and mother discussing. My son is growing up, he is just young, youth. He is very beautiful, everybody likes him. Well versed in scripture. Thinking now, in India, a common thing all this thing. Thinking now, I marry him. The moment he heard, he thought, no, I don't like. Suddenly he disappeared. Hearing this, father and mother talking, he overheard. He decided, I have to leave. In the right time. Because bhakti means vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. Vairagya vidya. Vairagya means one has developed attachment to Krishna naturally, or God absolutely naturally, he becomes disinterested, detest sense gratification. So he left. So when Nimai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, why came Nimai came? Because he was born under, you go yesterday I went. The tree is there, neem tree. Underneath, mother Sachi has got, it's called maternity, their room usually have in India. Then they stay there before birth. So Nimai was born, so Advaita Acharya was doing like that. At that time, Navadvip was full with all tantric and tantra sadhana, worshipper of Shakti. And they cannot tolerate. They try to push down the cow down, the Vaishnavas. Their number is very few, but very powerful was Advaita Acharya. He came from Lahore, now at present Bangladesh, that is Silet. He used to be called Srihatta, the place of pilgrimage. You still can go there. Many devotees go there. I went quite a few times. Very beautiful place. Very side of the river, whole thing. Yeah, under the river though, the river is not that deep. Sometimes it comes. Advaita Acharya's mother wanted to take bath in Ganges, and Advaita Acharya is so powerful, he said, mother, you don't have to go to Ganges. Ganges will come to you. Why you want to go to Ganges? And a particular day, Advaita Acharya called, and I'll call you. He took a gong and dang, and all from the mountain, he is calling Ganges, Jamuna, all coming down and flooded whole area. And mother, what is her name? Radhika's mother, Nabhadevi, took birth. Every mother is very beloved of his son. Son like mother very much, and mother is also. And it is not only that time. Janma karma chame dibbam. Advaita Acharya also Ishwar Tattva, Ishwara Shiv or Mahavishnu incarnation. He is on the level of Ishwar Tattva. So he put Tulsi only in Pancha Tattva, Nityananda Ishwar Tattva, Advaita Ishwar Tattva, ultimately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not much time left. So make it simple. So at that time, nobody could loudly, they won't allow, they outnumber the Vaishnava. Vaishnava was a very small minority. Whole Navadvip was like that, worshipping Shakta, Shakti Rupasa. So they can't tolerate that all these habits, drinking, meat eating, this, that. And Vaishnava used to cry for Krishna, when Krishna will come. So Advaita Acharya promised, he took vow, by any means I will bring down the Lord Krishna himself. And Krishna is pleased with love and devotion if somebody offer the Lord the Charan Tulsi and Ganga Jal. Of course, he cannot do like that. The conditions, so he is powerful. There is the power of atoning, Prabhupada said, power of atoning. What he said must happen. Nobody can avoid. So Advaita Acharya's power is like a power of attorney of the spiritual. Prabhupada said. That is what Prabhupada said. Then, though Krishna is taking rest, Narayana, he could hear Advaita Acharya calling him. You have to come down to deliver the people. How is everybody is becoming worshipper of Shakti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And this is Radharani's creation. This Navadvip Dham, this special Dham. It's like a Namo Vrindavan. Same Vrindavan, but it's new Vrindavan. Non-defined. But in some way, even according to some great Acharya, is even some special features he has got than Vrindavan. Say, something special is, here Lord is adbhut, wonderfully, he is munificent. Wonderfully, he is magnanimous and kind. So, if somebody sometime making some offense, knowingly, unknowingly, in the beginning he forgives, considers his case. We serve the Vaishnava. So, there are so many tirtha in the material creation. There are so many innumerable universes, innumerable planets. But this universe is special. Why? This where there is this world. This is something special. In this world, there are so many continents, so many places of pilgrimage. Among them, India is very special. Among India, there are so many places of pilgrimage. Especially in the Kali Yuga, greatest of all places of pilgrimage is Mayapur Dham. And among Mayapur Dham, most special is ISKCON. People coming here saying there is no other place like ISKCON. Everybody has got to come to ISKCON. Got to come. You want to love of God, it got to come. Prabhupada said, never leave ISKCON. The whole world is coming here. Whole world is coming. We simply have to follow that we are Rupa Nuga, follow Tadero Charanasi, follow their instruction. Essence, quintessence, distillation of that is given by Prabhupada. And you follow Prabhupada without any alteration, changing, okay. You are okay. Prabhupada said, everything is there in my book, all ideal answer of ideal question. You simply have to with body, mind and heart follow. You are successful. Rest assured. The question is whether we are doing or not doing. We have got a free will. Krishna said to Arjuna, I told you this. Now you have got your free will. Now you deliver it. You follow me? Whether you like or dislike, you will achieve perfection. Same thing Prabhupada also. We change, then I don't know which direction you are going. In other words, we have to be very serious. Follower of Bhakti Prabhupada Anuga. Of course, sometimes it's difficult. You can see administration is a very difficult job. You understand? To become bhakta means at least you should be very fine Brahman, highly qualified Brahman. Then you can become sannyasi, real sannyasi, then you can real Vaishnava. Are you becoming? We can ask ourselves. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is why I call Hariske. He said, Ajanu Lombito Bhujo. He's a long arm coming up to here. Ni. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kanakaba Dhatu. His color is like a golden yellow color. Sankirtanaita Pitaru. He is the father of Sankirtan movement. Sankirtan means all devotees together loudly chant, glorify Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime. This is called bhajan. Am I developing attachment to this? Yes. No aparadha. Never become pure devotee. Surrender. Sankirtana ke pitaro. Karuna avataro. He is the incarnation of Karuna, compassion. Most fallen, Patita Bhavan. He can claim my demand, my first one, my priority. Please consider my case. I am most fallen. Are you thinking you are most fallen? Action speaks louder than word. Are you more tolerant, as tolerant as a tree? We can ask ourselves. Are you giving respect to everybody? Raghunath Das Goswami, 5,000 times paying obeisances every day. Of course, we cannot copy them. They are Bhagavad Pasha. At least we can follow what Prabhupada says. More you become humble, more you become meek, you advance more, Prabhupada says. I'm just repeating. He said that. Just repeat, that is your teaching. I'm repeating. So don't take, I'm coming here to teach you I'm a danda or danda. My danda is not there, I don't take. My danda is thanda. Because I don't think I'm qualified sannyasi. But I have to do my duty. Jo hukum, jiha, what leader said, I'm trying to do. Prabhupada said, follow the authority. You are following. Please forgive me. So I am a mouthpiece, I am a corrupt, tota. What Prabhupada said, telling. It also applies to me. But this is serious. If you want to teach others, we have to set an example. And Prabhupada said, you want future, future is gone depending on Gurukul. Gurukul, staying with the Guru and learning everything, not necessarily all so-called big mathematician, big, you know, scientists, these are known. There are nothing there. There are no Krishna bhakti. Prahlad Maharaj said, highest education is stavanam, kirtanam, vishnu, saranam. Simply doing this, he will know everything. Because if he knows God, then he knows everything. That's all. So knows God means knows Krishna. Knows Krishna means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first. Without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cannot know Krishna. It's very difficult. Very difficult. That is why I say, everybody, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Govarta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadara Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Srimasari Govakavina Sri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda. Everybody! Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasade Go Bhaktavinda. Please, everybody chant. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasade Go Bhaktavinda Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, everybody. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare.